Good morning or good afternoon, everyone. This is Kenji from snowy white Sedona today. And we are doing our annual New Year's meditation to manifest an absolutely fabulous 2019. So we're going to call in your entourage and your pets. And any ancestors that would like to be a part of this New Year's meditation? And we're going to call in anyone from Inner Earth that wishes to partake of this meditation. And the nature spirits where you live. And the spirit of the snow. So what I got downloaded last night, and I actually felt it in my body, and I still feel it today, is a real beautiful freshness. And I could feel, am still feeling this new energy for this year. It's very different than previous years. This one feels just different. It feels very nice. And there's a deep peace that comes with this sensation that you may be feeling. So we want you to really know that this year can be the best year of your life, no matter how old you are. And it could be a year of unexpected miracles. Not only for yourself, but for those that you know, your family members, your friends, your co-workers. So feel this. It is very white here in Sedona, and the sun is out. It's a very beautiful day. And we're going to share this energy with you. Not so much on a physical level, but on an energetic level, the meaning and the effects of the white light and clean air, clean spiritual air, energetic air, sunshine, solar sun, central sun. This is very clear today and very fresh. We're going to ask you to hold that same kind of feeling sensation every day for this year, that you wake up and you feel refreshed, you feel energized, you feel ready to go, you feel like, wow, can't wait for the day to happen. So today we're going to do energetically four pillars. The first pillar representing clarity. Representing clarity of purpose. Representing clarity of who you are. Second pillar is one of balance. Balance within all things. Balance so that you don't go into extremes. The balance, how like the Buddha taught, the middle road, being on center. Harmony is the third pillar. So you too, in an effortless way, can create harmony within all your relationships, when everything that you do, your work, your child raising, everything, you can create that harmony. Fourth pillar is peace. It's really the freedom and permission to create that beautiful, eternal energy of peace. So we'd like you to imagine and feel that there are four pillars of light around you right now. And you're going to put these pillars of light, or direct these pillars of light to be in each of the four directions. So it doesn't matter which one goes where. So you've got clarity, balance, harmony, and peace. Ask them where they want to go. North, south, east, or west. And your body's going to be now the coordinator, in a sense, of these pillars of light. Okay, let's take a deep breath. And we're going to let go of your to-do list. We're going to let go of all things related to technology, social media, emails, your business, to-do list, everything. Just let that go for a moment. Let go of any chaos that you may be connected to in the world. Come back to that place of centeredness. So we're going to breathe in as we rub our hands together like we are warming up our hands. I am here, I am now, I am, at least three times. And holding this vibration and intention that you are, as you rub your hands together, you are moving awareness to the highest possible level of giving and receiving in this now moment. In this present moment. And at the same time that you are connected with the Sacred Heart of the Earth and the Central Sun and all the realms of heaven, now bring your focus directly into the core of your body. So for some, that might be the solar plexus. For some, it might be the center of the chest. Perhaps for some it might be the third eye center. And you're going to feel, as you tap into your core of the body, that the kingdom of heaven is within. And breathe into that. That all that you seek to experience has already been given to you. All that you seek to manifest has already been given. And it's simply a matter of being open to receive without judgment, without analysis. We want you to feel deep within your soul that you cannot be other than what you are. Cannot be something that you're not. So you are that you are, or I am that I am. Okay, let's go deeper into meditation now. Again, let go of all thoughts, your to-do lists, and just breathe into the now moment. And as you come into the now moment, you are Christed consciousness. The becoming aware of what is, to just simply become aware of what is within you. We're calling forth your entourage to form a circle of light in your field. We're going to call forth this beautiful white light on as many levels as you can receive this. So you can imagine that this beautiful white light is activating on all 12 of your major dimensional levels, representing the 144 or the 144,000. This beautiful white light is not only expanding, is activating those levels within your DNA, your genes, your chromosomes that are ready to begin to work in a more powerful way in your life regarding your ability to manifest. Your ability to be Creator God in your universe. Your ability to be a clear and perfect channel for the power of grace, for the power of love, for the power of truth, for the power of the collective I Am. We're going to ask the masters that are present to give you validation, to give you a reflection or reflections, to give you feedback on who you are, where you are, and where you're going. So sit back comfortably, just simply stay open to receive. Stay focused within the here and now. I am here. I am now. I am. And just simply receive. Now the spirit of the earth that we call Gaia wants to give you a message for your body. take a slow deep breath and now receive the message from the central sun for your soul. Now bring forth your inner child aspect and ask your inner child now to receive the blessings for the new year. Now we're going to take an aspect of your personality that's been having a bit of a challenge in trusting and allowing and moving into that place of neutral observation. We're going to bring in this white light that we had talked about at the beginning of this activation into that aspect of your personality. And it's a little bit like we're introducing a new level to this part of your personality that's in a bit of a state of, shall we say, self-judgment or self-blame or self-criticism. We're just going to let this beautiful white light just move into that aspect and just simply allow what's going to occur. We're introducing a solution to an internal disagreement. So the solution has already been given. It is already there. So now just allow that to pass away, so to speak. Stay in this now moment. We're still in the white light. And we're going to move this white light into all of January, February, and March. Up to the spring equinox. And then into April, May, and June, into the summer solstice. And then July, August, September, fall equinox, October, November, December, through the winter solstice and to the last day of the year. Now we're going to move it into the physical level of this whole year, on the physical plane, and then we're going to do it for the emotional plane, the mental plane, and then the spiritual plane. Going to move it into what is called your health aura, your past life aura, allowed to move through all 144 levels. Now, move it through all of your relationships, past, present, and a future this whole year. Now, be aware of the sensation, feeling as you move this into your future now, regarding the people that you're going to meet and connect with. Remember that feeling, or remember those feeling sensations. Move it into your work and your business, to all of your team members, move it into the money level of your business, your occupation. And ask the white light, or create the intention, the white light's going to begin to begin to reflect back to you all of the illusions that you thought were true regarding money, making money, receiving money, saving money, investing money, all levels of money, power, and status. This could also occur in the dream time. And allow this beautiful white energy to move through the other levels of your life. Could be raising kids, could be caregiving to parents. Could be shepherding animals. And then let it move into all of your I don't knows. I don't know where my next job's going to come from. I don't know how I'm going to create my healing practice. I don't know where I'm going to move next. All of your I don't knows. Just move it into all of your I don't knows. And allow the unknown to become known. Allow the unknown to become known. All right. Let's deepen our connection with the Earth Mother. Take a deep breath. Now, allow the light to spread throughout your body, throughout your energy field. And give yourself permission to naturally, each and every day, move into your destiny with the four pillars of clarity, balance, harmony, and peace, knowing that the kingdom of heaven, the kingdom is within. All that you seek has already been given. All of your prayers have already been answered. And you cannot be other than who you truly are. So give yourself time to integrate this meditation for the new year. So as you begin to come out of this meditation, before you drink your water, and before you ground yourself, before driving in your car today, perhaps, give yourself permission to truly begin to manifest in an effortless way, as if the universe was manifesting or is manifesting through you. And all you have to do is be a witness. Allow that flow to move through you as you. Knowing that this year is going to be the best year of your life. It's going to be a most amazing year, filled with this fresh energy of whiteness, of freshness, of clarity, balance, harmony, and inner peace. So those of you that are ready to come back, gently stretch your toes and your fingers and your arms. Those of you that still want to remain in the zone for a while, just remember to do your grounding and drink your water. Upon completion, know that this activation can literally run in the background of your life for this whole year. You may want to do this particular meditation once a week, like on either Sunday night or a Monday morning, as an example. Share this with your family, share this with your kids, share this with your pets and your parents. So until next time, we, all of us here, send our blessings to you and all your loved ones and all your pets, and blessings for the work that you do in the world just by being present and being who you are. So as they say in Hawaii, aloha and mahalo. Have a great day, have a great year, have a great life.